This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Been wondering what the world's most beautiful aristocrats were up to this weekend? Well, never fear, we're about to tell you. The presidents and prime ministers and billionaires and, yes, economists who went to Davos last week for the World Economic Forum have now decamped and gone home. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on this year's mood and the economic message.
The great thing about Swiss hospitality, if you can afford it, is that the worse the weather, the warmer and cozier the atmosphere inside.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And so it was in Davos. An icy blizzard blew across the Alps, but inside the conference centre, delegates were suffused with a warm glow. Nariman Beravesh of IHS Global Insight says people were revelling in the good news.
We didn't go off a fiscal cliff in the U.S., at least not yet. Eurozone didn't have a meltdown. Greece didn't leave. China didn't have a hard landing.
This was the most upbeat gathering since the financial crisis, says Gideon Rachman of the Financial Times. There was optimism, especially about the U.S.
The shale gas revolution has really changed the atmosphere and given people a sense that there's something big, positive development going America's way.
And he says there was confidence that the U.S., having avoided falling off the fiscal cliff, would not crash into the debt ceiling.
The Australian foreign minister put it quite well at a lunch I was at, where he said America's one budget deal away from banishing all talk of American decline.
Davos, therefore, was in tune with the sunny mood on stock markets. Wall Street, London and Frankfurt are having their best January for more than a decade. But at least one of the delegates at the World Economic Forum was urging caution.
The weather in Davos can change very quickly from blue sky to snow.
Barry Eichengreen, professor of economics at Berkeley, says the mood in financial markets and in Davos can turn on a dime.
They can move from being overly pessimistic about the Eurozone and the world economy like they were at the beginning of last year to being too optimistic now.
He says the Eurozone's underlying problems have not been solved.
So I think there is going to be a reality check in 2013.
Perhaps the key to financial success is to have it both ways. Another Davos habitué, the boss of Goldman Sachs, says he's both optimistic and pessimistic about the year ahead. Lloyd Blankfein told the BBC that it all depends on which hat he's wearing.
I'm optimistic. That's my predictive self. On my risk management self, I live 98% of my time worrying about the 2% worst probabilities because that's what I get paid to do.
Last year, he was reportedly paid $55 million for doing it. And like all the big movers and shakers, he knows that a warm and cozy summit awaits him in Davos next year, whatever the financial weather in 2013.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.